From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 26, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said the process is underway to draft updated solar power regulations and create wind power regulations for the town. Izzo called the town's existing solar regulations, and I quote, very cursory, end quote, and he said rules for wind power are non-existent. He said applicants for a possible major subdivision came before the planning board earlier this month and indicated they were considering solar power as an auxiliary power supply for the homes they want to build. The comment got the board to thinking about the status of Catskill's rules for alternative power, he said. Izzo said the board will be looking at Coxsackie solar power regulations and other examples that would keep things in, and I quote, simple terms, end quote. He said the development of wind power regulations are equally important. Once completed, the draft law will be presented to the town board for consideration. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Valencia Village Board announced at its January 12th meeting that village elections will be held on March 15th this year. The polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. at the Martin H. Glenn Building on Church Street. The seats currently held by Angelo Nero and Dave Williams are up for election. Each seat carries a two-year term. Petitions for those interested in running must be submitted by February 9th. The board chose not to hold a voter registration day in early March. Residents are being directed to register with the County Board of Elections instead. The Daily Freeman is reporting that emergency water restrictions in parts of Hyde Park and Rhinebeck have been lifted. The Dutchess County Water and Wastewater Authority said on Monday, January 25th, all customers of the Hyde Park Regional Water System are now able to resume normal water usage. The authority imposed limits on the water use Sunday when the system experienced a reduced ability to draw water through its Hudson River intake. The intake is now operating normally. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin and Beverly Bump are reporting at Capital Confidential a newly discovered predatory beetle from Venezuela has been named after SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher. The honor was bestowed by the president of SUNY's Environmental Science and Forestry School, Quentin Wheeler. The naming was a thank you for Zimpher remembering Wheeler's remarks on the importance of species exploration. Wheeler said, and I quote, the new species is elegant in appearance and graceful in motion, but the similarity to Chancellor Zimpher ends there, end quote. Like the nearly 4,000 other species of this family, the previously undescribed beetle is a ferocious predator of other aquatic invertebrates. Large-sized relatives have been known to attack fish larger than themselves. The new species is less than one-tenth of an inch in length. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Democrat Zephyr Teachout has made it official. She will run in November for the open seat in New York's 19th Congressional District. Teachout, a former gubernatorial candidate, made the announcement in an email statement sent to the media on Monday, January 25th. Teachout said, and I quote, I'm running for Congress to give people their voices back so together we can address the real concerns facing our communities, end quote. The Fordham law professor is running to fill the seat, being vacated by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Other potential Democratic candidates include Julian Scheiberman of Ulster County and Will Yandick of Columbia County. Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach said on Monday he will not seek the nomination. He said he decided to sit out the race, that he loves what he does, where he lives, and who he works with. Teachout, who has a home in Dutchess County, said in her statement she will hold a campaign kickoff event in the spring. She said she will visit all 11 counties in the district in the meantime to, and I quote, meet people and listen to their stories, ideas, and priorities, end quote. The district covers all of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware, Sullivan, Schoharie, and Oswego counties, most of Dutchess and Rensselaer counties, and parts of Montgomery and Broome counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. For our final story, Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Valencia Village Board recently voted to grant law enforcement access to view footage from three high-definition cameras located on Main Street in the village. Two board members will also have access, but only to confirm the cameras are on and working. The resolution authorizing access stated that use of the cameras by village personnel is at the board's discretion and that the cameras are to be used for security and crime prevention, detection, investigation, or prosecution only. Mayor Diane Argyle said images from the cameras are, and I quote, not open to anyone in the village, end quote. Residents must make a formal request to see the footage. Board member Frank Bevins said the state police have already used material retrieved from the cameras in an investigation of an incident that occurred on Main Street. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Tuesday night, isolated showers before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, isolated snow showers after noon, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 7:13 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:02 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 26th day of January, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.